It's super exciting because, you know, I think you can't find a person in the U.S. that hasn't watched the Brady Bunch, I don't think.
Well, yeah, and I think cable TV was great for it.
Yeah.
And Eve, what really got my co-host and I, Shane, were talking before the interview. What really got us interested was when you watched it as a kid, you thought the show had been on for years and years, but it was really only on 5 seasons, and that totally just floored me because I swear it was like a 10-year show.
Yeah, it has never really been off the air, and I think that's why it's still so popular, because you could pretty much just call it up any time. And that's great. It's been really fun. The people that the fans are all really great and generous.
Well, and I loved in the beginning of the book when you had that little section of 8 questions that you always get, and it was so fun. So funny to read your responses to those, and you know, everybody asking you if you're rich because of reruns, and you know, asking you about Marsha, right. Marsha, and things like that. That was a really cool way to start the book.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. Yeah, it's something I've been saying for years.
And I knew that people still probably came up to you and said Marsha. But what really got me about that whole thing is if you talk to people, they think you said that a lot during the show, but you only said that during one episode, and you said it one time, and it stuck all these years.
And it was only that phrase was only made popular by Melanie Hussle on Saturday Night Live many, many years later. It wasn't ever a thing before that.
Oh, see, I didn't even know that. So that's another twist to it. I mean, it totally
right, yeah.
Gained its own legs after that then.
Yeah, and Eve, too.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, Eve, too, I think when you think about it, you know, the cable TV was coming on strong in the early 80s like that. I think that, and you know, they were looking for content, and they were looking for shows, and I think that really gave you that second life that carried on for a long time. Don't you feel like that?
Exactly, yes, that's exactly why. And also because they didn't have to pay residuals, it was a cheap show to put on. So
those darn residuals. That's that's what you really want.
Right. Exactly, yeah.
What was it like back in that era?
Go ahead. You know, it was really great to do work on the Brady Bunch. The adults were so wonderful to work with, and all the episodes were great. But I want to ask you guys something. I hope you're big enough fans to get my reference here. You know, I've got my company called Plum Goods, and we have items for the home. We put my designs, the daisies that are based on the 6 kids on the show, and 1970s, and fun products. And I started thinking about a next step, and that would be a line of jewelry called Jan's Locket.
Oh, I remember that.
You remember that? The story where she gets the locket? And I thought to do, you know, like, I don't know, a locket and a charm bracelet with all sorts of little motifs from the show, like a doghouse or a wedding cake or all those little things that people are touchstones that people talk about.
Yeah, I could see that. Sounds like a good idea.
You can see that, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, it's like a bracelet, it's a necklace, it's earrings. But I need a partner. I need somebody like Zales or Pandora to partner with, because I can put my designs on mugs and phone cases and all sorts of wonderful things. But jewelry is a different thing. Jewelry is something that really has to have a lot of thought behind it, a lot of manufacturing behind it. So anyway, I just wanted to run that by you. You know,
all right, that seems like a TikTok idea. You could be on TikTok with your jewelry and let people see that and. You know, I mean, it could take off.
This is why I ask people, because everybody's always got great ideas to help.
There you go. See, I think you could be the next big TikTok star with your jewelry and your little locket and all that good stuff. That's where you need to go, I think.
Yeah.
And Eve, you start the book. Thanks. And Eve, you start the book out by saying that this is a happy story. I don't have any childhood trauma stories in acting. I mean, that had to be pretty refreshing because, and maybe it was the time you did the show, because, you know, in the 80s, 90s, you hear a lot of stories from a lot of actors who may have enjoyed the show, but after the fact, you know, their lives were just a mess. But it sounds like that your time on the Brady Bunch and your time during that was pretty wholesome and pretty fun.
Yeah, child actors have, and children, unfortunately, around the world, there has always been abuse, unfortunately, we were fortunate to not have that. And I was also fortunate to be able to continue as an actor when I did Dawn Portrait of a Teenage Runaway. And that was a big shift that helped me to be able to get more grown-up roles. And that led to lots of TV movies and other shows, other series. But the Brady Bunch has never really gone away. And so, you know, when the HGTV show came on, that was so much fun to do, too. They recreated the house pretty much down to the square inch. It's really an amazing thing, and I think that's why they've created it to be a historic landmark. And even though it wasn't ever actually the house, we shot in a movie studio.
Yeah, I think that's interesting too, is that most of that was done in the studio. I mean, all of it was done in the studio, that you just see that house as a facade, and today it's become such a big important thing. How long does it take to put a book together when you're sitting down to do something like that, Eve?
It's taken a couple of years. The publishing world, I have come to find out, is much slower than the television world. In the television world, I get a script, an audition on Wednesday, and on Friday I'm being costumed and on set. This took a couple of years. It took a long time for Marcia and I to get it together and you know, go back and forth and changes and things, and then whatever happens after I send it off, the things that happen, the printing presses, and I don't know what happens, but it takes a long time.
Yeah, there's so much editing and reworking and going through it. Was it fun for you to revisit that, to come back with these stories and to you know, talk about them again for the first time in a while?
Sure, yeah, it was. And I also haven't been telling my stories in other people's books, so this is all new, pretty much. And it's also, you got to really figure out how you want to say something, getting the wording right, being sure that there's humor in there, being sure that you're getting the idea across. So it's not something you can just sit down and toss off.
Sure. I'm seeing that picture, too, from the show. You had that hair down tight. Was there a lot of product in that, or what's going on with that?
No. You know, back in those days, there was like shampoo, what we called cream rinse, and hairspray, and that was about it.
Yeah, there wasn't a bunch left. There wasn't a bunch to do. You just kind of used the Johnson & Johnson and all that stuff.
Something called Dippity Doo that you would use when you put your hair up in curlers.
Oh, I used Dippity Doo back in the day. That was one of my favorites.
I don't want to know how you used it.
No, I just would just slather it all on there and just comb it back. That's what I did. Happiness Included, Jam Brady and Beyond. Eve Plum with Marcia Wilkie, and should be a great read, and we appreciate you coming on the show. Thanks very much, Eve.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Eve.
We'll see you. Oh, there she goes. Hung right up on us.
They go quick.
Yeah, hard drop.